This is Wario Ritterloo.
All right, Mano Amigos, welcome to the Mano A Mano Show right here on CKMS 102.7. Mano A Mano, I'm doing another all-weather haulage takeover. This is, with these new takeovers, this is takeover number 4. I was thinking about this before this episode. It's really number 5, because in one of the previous ones I was talking about how the Maxwell's version of the CKMS radio station, back when it was on 100.3, I did one of these takeovers. Was it 100.3? I don't know. I think so. It's been so long I forget now. Anyway, how I did a whole night takeover with All Weather Haulage back when it was acoustic based. But I'm getting so into and so addicted to modular synthesis and Eurorack and things like that that I just want to do another one. I was trying to mix it up between this podcast and the Airheads podcast, where I go through those old music articles that CKMS used to write over 20 years ago. But I'm so into this, I'm so addicted. Today's going to be cool because what I'm getting set up in the background is I just got my Moog. Now, there has been a little bit of discrepancy of this too. In the past, when I was talking about my plates or plats, there's kind of talk about how to pronounce that. And I don't know what the right one is. Mutable Instruments has since gone under. I'm actually trying to see. I noticed that what's crazy is all the Mutable Instruments gear is now super hard to find. I was talking about this last week and how they updated their firmware. Actually, not last week. Last episode, I should say. And they updated their firmware on Platts, which was like a magical experience. And it had 8 new sounds. So, since that time, I've been looking into getting more Mutable Instruments stuff, because it's pretty fantastic, their modules. And used Mutable Instruments are now like a module that went for, let's say, $450 is now selling for like $1,000. On places like Kijiji or Reverb or things like that. So it is crazy what's happening. I've tracked down, though, some Mutable Instruments. I'm gonna talk about all this stuff coming up right here. But I'm super excited to get my new piece. When I post the photo of this, my rack is now two-tiered. I got a new Nifty case. I got a new couple modules. The one that I'm really working in here is my brand new Moog. Now, when I said Moog the other day when I was at work, someone said, "Oh, you mean a Moog." I think it's Moog, but I could be wrong. I really have no idea. Moog to me sounds weird, and I think I mentioned last week I said Moog first, and I kind of didn't like that I said that because I think it's Mog, but again, I don't know, whatever. I've got that in here, but it's trickier for me to figure out. One thing that's interesting, I ended up getting, for people who are listening on the radio and can't see, or who are not watching the podcast after, I got the Mog Mavis. And I was watching, like, when I go and I think I'm going to purchase these things, or once I have purchased a new module, what I do is I watch a bunch of YouTube videos on how they use them. And there were a whole bunch of YouTube videos on how to use it. One of the ones that I really like is Molten Modular, I believe the channel is called. And I love his videos. He's really good at explaining stuff. He actually just started performing live, I believe, and he's doing some cool stuff. The one thing I didn't like, and I feel like this is some of the I was talking about the last time, some of the misinformation that's on YouTube. He was saying that this Mog Mavis, why are they doing it? Do we really need an entry-level Mog? Like, there are a couple, the Drummer from Another Mother, the Mother 32, and the Subharmonicon, Subharmonicon, I think is how you say it, which are, each one of those is about $1,000 each. So if you got the full set, it's like $3,000. But $1,000 seems like the entry level up until now. This Mavis, this Mog Mavis, which I've got rack mounted, actually it didn't come with the ribbon to rack mount it, which is kind of annoying, Mog, if you end up changing what you're doing and decide to put a ribbon in with it. That would be super helpful, because now I've ordered one from their website, but it's going to take weeks to get here, so I have another module that doesn't have a ribbon. Anyways, kind of annoying. The ribbon, sorry, that I'm talking about is the power ribbon. You can run the Mog Mavis on its own, and it comes with a power source to plug it into the wall, but I wanted to add it to my Nifty case. I went out and I got an extra Nifty case, the Nifty ears to put them together, which are Create Audio puts that together. I still think the Nifty case is the best case out there. Some people say that the power source adds a little bit of noise. I can't hear it. I don't hear any of this extra noise that people are talking about. I think that maybe they're thinking about the chips module. It's got a whole bunch of its own extra noise in it, and it is a little bit crazy, that module. But even that I kind of like. So anyway, I wanted to rack mount this thing, which means put it into my Nifty case. And so I've got it in there. But another thing that I find is, it's screwing me up because most of the modules I have the names of the ports, so the inputs where you put the wires underneath the input, or underneath the hole where you put the wires. This one has it above. So I'm looking at somebody else's patch. It actually came with a couple patches that you can do. And if it, for example, if I want to put something into the LFO, I end up doing it in the wrong thing because I read LFO and I put it in the slot that's above it, and it's actually underneath it. So I might have to put together a card or something so that I can actually figure out the right spot that I'm supposed to be putting these into. And another thing that I find a little bit tricky is, it's got a patch bay, so everything's off to the side, and I don't know, it's just a different way of thinking. It does sound super sweet, so I'm trying to get it going. Even right now, I just love the sound of it. Someone else said to me, why would you bother getting a Mog? You should just get some more extravagant modules. I love this already. Already I love this. I think the Mog Mavis is amazing. It comes in at $4.99 is the new Canadian dollars price. $499 Canadian, so about $500. I ended up finding it on Reverb. Someone was selling it super cheap, like $300 and change. So, compared to other modules, well, it's still probably my most expensive module that I've purchased, but I see all these other modules on there that are so expensive. Like, there are almost 1,000, well, some of those mutable instruments now. If you're trying to get rings, I believe, or stages, and actual mutable instruments, you're looking to pay almost $1,000 now, which is crazy, just for one module. I'm guessing rings is kind of like a tape delay, some type of thing. I haven't actually looked into it, but it's like, what? I'm originally a guitar player too. I was talking about this on the last one. For Cyanide Kiss and Robot Apocalypse and Audio Boffins. Audio Boffins is actually my brother's project, solo project, which I featured in episode 2 of The Takeover. And I'm thinking, if I just wanted, like, a guitar pedal that did something, maybe I'd spend $100, but usually I don't even do that. I buy a system, like my Line 6 Pod XT Live, that I can just put in. It almost is a little bit modular, where I can put in whatever order I want, a whole bunch of pedals, and kind of the input is still in one part, the output, I can't really do feedback loops or anything like that in it, but the idea is there, where you can set up a whole bunch of different pedals, and if I wanted some type of delay, it would just be there. Or I can't imagine spending $1,000. Like, I think my whole Pod XT Live, back when it was a big thing, I spent $700 on, and that was crazy to me that I was spending that much, and I had to talk it through myself, like, okay, if I was buying these 7 pedals individually, it'd be $100 each, and they'd come together, and then there's my $700. So, okay, worth it. But yeah, crazy. $1,000 for a module. Anyway, I'm going to get into all this. I'm going to try and get this patch going. I got a whole bunch of things. What I'm trying to do here is I'm exploring modular. It's super fun. I'm having so much fun doing it. Sounds are amazing, which is one of the interesting things. I'm re-listening to other bands that I listen to, bands like Mars Volta. And I wonder if it's got so much modulation on the guitar that if that is what made me so interested in that band initially. Is like, I can now hear, I don't know if they had an LFO in there, like guitar stuff seems a little bit different. I had never once heard of a LFO when I was dealing with my guitar pedals. Maybe it is in there, but there were all these different modulations and phasers and stuff like that that I didn't really have a sense that I knew what they were doing, but I liked how it sounded on that pedal. And now I'm hearing these things in different things that I listen to, and it's super interesting. So even if I put together an album and nobody listens to it, it's been super fun learning, creating a podcast out of it, getting to feature interesting solo artists, which I'm going to be doing another one during this episode, and I think that they sound super amazing. Like, the what I'm getting, even though it's just starting to go somewhere in this mog here, I love the sound of it. And I there are certain recordings where I hear a Moog in it, and I just think, ooh, I want that sound. And then you find out later that they are all from this, not necessarily this Mavis, but some device kind of like this. So, we're gonna, maybe right now, I'm gonna see if I can work this a little bit further, see what I can get, see if I can get a couple extra things in here. I'm going to jump into a track from my solo artist. Back in episode 2, I kind of mentioned back in episode 2, I featured Audio Boffins. And Audio Boffins was, I mentioned back in that episode that they were a huge influence in All Weather Haulage, even starting up. I had started out All Weather Haulage, I had done some recording, I had posted it to a website, and that was about it. And then my brother started up Audio Boffins, and it sounded pretty cool. And he was going in, it was his solo project. And I thought, you know what, I am going to do, because of COVID especially, I am going to do my solo project. So I ended up working that a little bit further and going. Now, another huge influence, I would say, that got me into modular is the person who I'm going to feature today, Brad Weber. Brad Weber, and what I'm going to feature today, he is in a whole bunch of bands. When I first found out about Brad Weber, my brother and I are actually originally from Dundas. And so there was kind of a funny article where they mentioned mathematician, musician from Dundas. And so we were like, well, obviously they're talking about us, because both my brother and I have honors bachelors of maths and were musicians, so obviously. But they weren't, the article was actually talking about Dan Snaith, who was the lead mastermind behind the Dundas band, probably originally Dundas band. I'm sure he doesn't live there anymore. It's a small town just outside of Hamilton, the greater Hamilton area, actually. And we found out about Brad Weber because he was the drummer in the the Caribou Live Ensemble. Well, Brad Weber, this is a few years ago now too, was releasing his, it wasn't a solo project, but it was his first album as another thing other than being in Caribou. He was releasing Pick a Piper. And we got our hands on that, and we had been playing it for a little bit leading up to it. Brad Weber, I think at the time, was living in Toronto, but he was originally from Waterloo, and a couple of the members of Pick a Piper lived in Waterloo, and they showed up on the Mono A Mono show on their debut album's release date in the original CKMS studio that was above. It was right on King Street in downtown Waterloo, not a location that it is now. The one previous to the one where it is now. Anyway, fantastic stuff. We love the music. It was interesting to chat about him. We went to the show, and he has got like kind of an ever-evolving live show, too. The first couple times that we saw him live, he was sitting playing the drums. And then they've released a couple albums with Pick a Piper. They're probably, I think they're on album 3, but I could be wrong because there's a whole bunch of EPs mixed in there. The last couple times, actually I don't think I've seen him since COVID, but the last couple times before COVID, it was all three of the members were stand-up, and it was a full stand-up thing, and it was fantastic also. Since that time, maybe due to the same issues that my brother and I are dealing with COVID and life and things like that, he has started up some solo stuff also under the name Coy Haste. And that's what I'm going to feature today, is some of his solo stuff, because during these All Weather Haulage takeovers, I try and feature solo stuff from the artist. So I'm going to run a bunch of stuff. If you're interested in what you're hearing here, check out coyhaste.bandcamp.com. I'm going to jump into some stuff here from the newest one, which is Apicultura, SF003 in brackets. And I'm going to jump into stuff from that. It's got a super cool bug, yellow and black title, or album cover. We're going to hear some of that. We're going to come back, see if I've gotten anywhere on this patch that I'm doing, and continue. We'll hear some more Brad Weber. We'll talk more modular synth right here on CKMS 102.7, Mono A Mono. All right, Mono Amigos, we're back right here on the Mono A Mono Show. That was a couple tracks right there off Apicultura, right here on CKMS. We're talking modular synth. I'm trying to get some things going. I was talking about mutable instruments going under, and now their stuff is super expensive. I've tracked down, and I probably shouldn't say this because I haven't purchased it yet, but I'm going in. I'm probably going to get this. Mutable Instruments, the last module that they released was a module called Beads. And they had an older one called Clouds. And Beads is like the updated Clouds, but it can do a whole ton more stuff. It, Long & McQuaid Waterloo, still has it. And I don't know if they know that the company has gone under, or maybe they do know and they just want rid of the inventory that they have because they can't order anymore. They actually have it on sale instead of marking up the price like everybody who's marking up all their used stuff is for like $1,000. So if you're interested in Immutable Instruments Beads right now, Long & McQuaid, probably limited time, because they can only have a finite number, and I'm guessing it is a handful left over that you can get. And I'm going in this right after this to get it, so hopefully me posting this podcast isn't screwing myself over so I can't get a copy of it. Also, I'm trying to track down a couple people on Kijiji, because there is somebody in London selling a Pamela's New Workout that I'm super interested to. I gotta look into. And somebody in Guelph selling a whole ton of stuff at some pretty good prices. Including, I was talking last All Weather Haulage Takeover about this, where they're selling a Disting MK1 for $100. Now, I really want the MK4. The MK1 is like the earliest version of it, but really I just want a quantizer, so I'm in the process of tracking that down. They've got also a couple other cool ones, and I was saying how I'm gonna try and get more than just my Behringer stuff. They've got some Erica Synth, Pittsburgh Modular, IntelliGel. I don't have any of that stuff yet, but I've got a Moog. So Another really cool thing that has caught my eye in watching some of these YouTube videos is a Euclidean note generator, which I believe Pamela's New Workout can do, and a Turing machine, which I don't think it can, but these Turing machines are like they can generate a random note sequence and then lock in that sequence. Super cool stuff. But again, all this stuff is super expensive. So, if you're getting into modular synthesis, know it's going to be a little bit of an expensive road here. And I'm trying to help you with this podcast find the best deals. So, as I said, Mutable Instruments, get to Long & McQuaid. You want some Beads? Which I believe, kind of like Clouds, maybe kind of like Rings, is kind of like that, what would you call it, a tape delay, I think, where it kind of, from what it sounds like, it records a little bit of what's coming in and then puts it on a slight delay. Crazy still that I think it's on sale for $399, that you're paying that much for just a delay. But anyway, something super cool. All this stuff, I can see now why there are a few little memes that are like, yeah, we paid $7,000 so we can make some computer bleeps. But anyway, we played some Brad Weber. I'm going to get into some more Brad Weber. Some Coy Haste. Some of his project, Coy Haste. But I was saying at the beginning that he is an influence to what I'm doing here with modular, even though I don't know that he's necessarily into the same kind of analog modular system. He might have some of this. But when I've worked with him in the past, when I've seen him perform, when I've been watching him do all this stuff, he has got all these very cool digital little pieces that I end up looking at his performance and I see some type of hardware and I think, I have no idea what that does. That Siri just heard me talking over here and has piped in. And no, I don't want Home Hardware. No. No, stop listening to me. Stop listening.
I can't help with that, but you can change it in settings.
Go to sleep. There. I think Siri went away. Now I kind of forget what I'm talking about. Thanks a lot. So I'm going to work this patch a little bit more, see if I can get something going, and then we're going to jump into some more Coy Haste, Brad Weber stuff right here. We heard some stuff from his album Apicultura. We're going to jump into stuff from his album Fennel next, right here on CKMS, Mono a Mono.
Thank you.
by Mono Amigos. There it is. Some Coy Haste right there on CKMS 102.7 Mono A Mono. We just heard some right there from Fennel. Some the EP. I keep calling them albums, but it could be EPs. For example, this one has got 5 songs. They are longer songs, though, so maybe it's considered an album. Maybe it's considered an EP. I'm not entirely sure. This one was released in 2019, and we're going to get to, hopefully we'll go out on some from the Outer Phase EP, which was released in 2017 at the end here. And then we've hit each of the Coy Haste EPs that are up on Bandcamp anyways. But as you can hear in that, as I'm working in some plats now into to play with the Moog and what we're doing in the background here, it's got elements of all this. Some modular synth people do droning. There is definitely some ambient noises in Coy Haste. Some modular synth people do like Eurorack, almost like rave type dance electronica stuff. You can hear that also in Coy Haste as well. So huge influence in what I'm doing is Brad Weber and all these things, even though I'm not 100%, although when he did do some recording and sent us some things for Robot Apocalypse, he sent us, and I forgot what he called them. I think he called them swells. That we were adding to what we were doing. And it sounded almost like some of the different noises that I would get out of some of this modular synth equipment here. So, anyways, I think I'm starting to get this patch going. And I'm not sure that all these patches that I put together on the takeovers will end up being on this album that I'm putting together. For example, the one that was in the takeover number 2, at the time, I was getting something super weird, and I was kind of going with it because it was kind of interesting. And now when I listen back to it, that one is, to me, I don't know, my least interesting one. And so sometimes it's good to record, get your ideas down, take a step back, maybe for a little bit of time, and then revisit it and see if you still like it. See if you still like the sound that's happening there. And for me, I'm still on, I don't know, I'm on the fence. Maybe I can take it somewhere now that I've got this Moog in the mix and can see what I can do. But I would have to play with it again and see if I can shape it into something more interesting. So, I'm going to keep playing with this for a little bit. And then we are going to jump into a little bit more Brad Weber, Coy Haste, and we are going to go out on a couple tracks from the 2017 release, Outer Phases, right here on CKMS 102.7, Mono A Mono. Thanks for listening, Mono Amigos. I'm probably going to jump right into that, and then I'm running out of time even as it is, so that may be some bonus stuff that just shows up on the podcast. Here we go, right here on Mono A Mono.